And the next quick question, is there snake venom in the COVID jab?
Yes.
Okay. That's enough.
But there's snake venom in a lot of stuff. No, you know what I mean?
Okay.
We're not making that that's not the end all be all.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
but
there's many things in that jab for Pete's sake.
Correct.
You know,
oh, yeah.
HIV,
absolutely.
So the HIV people go there, snake venom, okay, there's that. There's mercury, aluminum, and chips, and dibs, and dabs. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
so
little
that's
baby,
fine.
And little baby parts.
Little baby parts. Yeah.
And the poor skins of little girls that didn't make
that's
it.
That's right. To put on your face as a cosmetic. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now,
hey, Carolyn, what is snake venom a problem or that's good?
No, it's not either. It just is. Everybody's saying it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing.
Well,
and we go, okay, it may be.
Can cause thinning blood, and some of it can cause blood clots. So, I mean, it's just a crazy thing.
Coagulant. That makes you bleed out, depending on what kind it is. But that's okay. Don't worry about the jab. They go to the dermatologist and get botulism, Botox shot in their damn head. So
yeah.
That's a good idea. So let's take a little black death to help my headache and cure my wrinkles.
Okay, next question. Yep. So what came first? I guess I'm back to Adam and Eve. Losing the amino acids, did that come first, or becoming a little man and the amino acids no longer functioned?
No. No. The amino acids were in the Garden of Eden, and they had full use of them, and they were perfect. They were created in the image of God. They were eternal. They would live forever. When they got smart, they were too smart, too clever by half. So God said, fuck you, now you've made it hard, so you're out.
Yeah.
The amino acids were not allowed outside of the Garden of Eden. Welcome to East of Eden, Dr. Dean.
Mm-hmm. And the amino acids weren't allowed. Oh.
Listen, go back to Genesis. God said, you are allowed to eat of all of the benefits, all of the fruits and all the vegetables, all the peanuts, all the chocolate. You can get everything except for them two trees. Don't fuck with them two trees now. Don't fuck with them. And of course, that's taboo. Don't eat anything. No, I don't want anything but those two trees.
Mm-hmm. So was God testing them? Were they testing themselves God?
No. This was the process. This was the process. This is to settle the battle in heaven. The only reason you have these little men at all, you have no use. That's why we don't have any warrant for them. We don't care about humans. Why don't we even care about humans?
Mm-hmm.
They're ridiculous. They're like little ants that dig up the soil. That's what they are. They're like an ant bed. So you take one shovel and put on another ant bed and they kill each other. That's all they do. That's all they're good for. That's all they're good for nothing. Humans are worthless. Forget them. Don't have any regard for them. They're fleeting. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So now the other side of that is that out of that remnant, you're going to hear these words now. We'll make this where you can get a hold of this. Out of that remnant, the leftover part, God's peculiar people who were not true part sons of Abraham, the true part sons of God. See, you're coming back full circle. So you become back to this position of being God. We know we never said how many people is going to become God.
Mm-hmm.
We just want you to. We just want you to. The world stops for you to. Because if you become God, that's the only one you're worried about. And you can't, you'll miss it trying to make sure somebody else the sins. Right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But we would love it if everybody, we hold out for everybody. We see greatness in everyone. Everyone. Even Duffy Doodle Doo. Bless his
heart. With this, it's a process to settle the battle in heaven. then
in you.
Did
in you. That's where it settled. That battle, those angelic, those angels are tearing you apart. They would rip you asunder so you don't make this choice. They would destroy Bob in a second if they could find him. And so here's what's happening now. No, we got to do this. Just hold on 1 second. Take the notes because you're going to want them later.
So he saw, do many people see, have the capacity to, are seeing what he's seeing? Many people on the planet.
Yeah. There's more people can see Dolores Cannon now than they ever did when she was alive.
They could see her.
Yeah.
You're saying they could understand her or they could see her?
Both.
Right.
She was ridiculous.
JW, is there three people on the planet seeing piles of dead bodies like JW sees?
No, there's more. There's way more. But if people talked about it, Bob, they'd be in the same asylum. If people talked about what JW does, they'd be in the same asylum. You can't do that. You don't do that.
Okay. Right. But there are people seeing it. Now, are they seeing bodies in Ukraine or North America from
everywhere.
Radiation?
Everywhere. Everywhere. That's why everybody's doing these other desensitizing drugs. That's why it takes fentanyl to get their dicks hard anymore, Bob. They got to have something that 1 grain will kill you. I want that one. That'll kill me. I want that one. They're trying to numb it. They're all feeling it. It's all a heightened thing. That's where, you know, are you familiar? Have you seen enough socialism media to know what a, quote, Karen is? Do you know what a Karen is?
Yeah.
Okay. This hypersensitivity is what's causing Karens. People don't walk up, women don't walk, perimenopausal women don't walk up to doors in businesses and pick rocks and bust them out or take their tongue and lick the outside of the door screaming at people. That's a heightened sense of that never was. It's not like we had them in the 60s. No, you've never had that. Where people are just walking around like fractured zombies. And you don't talk to anybody because they could be after you. You don't do anything. Used to, everybody was suing everybody. Now they're killing you. They don't sue you, they'll kill you. Bam.
Sue Bone, did you say? Sue?
We did not say Sue. Sue people. Back they would take you to court. No one's going to court now. They'll just kill you. The old Wild Wild West.
Oh. Mm. Okay. All right. You mentioned that the people, I guess, on my Facebook page or on the other places I communicate you said in passing they're getting mad at Bob because Bob's being right so much. How are they expressing their anger?
Well, they have to bow to you, and they've always made fun of you. You have been the ass of their joke forever, and you took it like a man. You didn't say nothing. You just went on. Well, we just went on. And now all of a sudden, let me tell you, you live a long time when you sit there and listen to Johnny Depp on the TV, on every station, even on live TikTok, talking about how he retreated to James Joyce and the works of Marshall McLuhan for faith in his days growing up in Kentucky with his perfect British accent. And come from Kentucky, the hillbilly part of Kentucky. And he said he depended on the works of James Joyce and Marshall McLuhan to survive.
He said that.
Nobody in the world. And then Dana gets on there and says, who's Marshall McLuhan? I don't know Marshall McLuhan. What did Marshall McLuhan? Was he some cultist? Was he a cultist? Was he something that made him be this way? That messed him up? That got him on drugs? Got him messed up? I don't know. Then they had this conversation on the Bible about it. It's like, God, Lord Jesus, have mercy. So you come a long way. You come a long way, baby, Bobby.
Yeah, now wait a minute. Yeah, you said on Tuesday, I think it was, you went on about Johnny Depp, and he had a strange British accent as if it wasn't him. He was taken over by something. Is that what you were trying to say?
Well, he's just an actor because his mama was beating him and cursing him and hating him.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
La.
Yeah.
But that's what made him become an actor. He became something else. He retreated into something else. And that's what he's doing.
Now? He's retreated into something else now. Now he's retreated into something else.
Correct. Correct. Because he's got enough money to live forever. Now he's suing his ex-wife because she ruined his career. Does he not have enough coin to live from now on? Well, I guess if you're drinking $50,000 bottles of wine, several of them a day, so yeah, I guess it could kind of run into the budget a little bit when you're trying to not make movies.
Yeah, but listen, did he really read James Joyce and McLuhan, or is he channeling Bob?
No, he really did. He really did, because that's the only place you can get a crime. He's a deep actor. He goes deep. When he's doing Pirates of the Caribbean, he goes deep into character.
Okay.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
So people say, well, Bob talks about James Joyce and Marshall Cohen. It draws attention to me, what he's saying.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about...
You're the only person. James Joyce's family doesn't even talk about James Joyce, Bob. You're the last person in the world that's talking about James Joyce. Nobody's talking about Marshall McLuhan.
Nobody's talking about what I'm saying. And then this guy who can get a lot of media coverage, he starts quoting what is associated with me. And that's part of the lockdown Bob rule.
Right. Would not be surprised before the trial's over that he's thinking thoroughly of subscribing to the Church of the Subgenius. Wouldn't surprise us at all. And that'll be a clip you can put on your TikTok. Carolyn, we got to show Bob how to make TikToks. That'll be the end. He can do it. He's got to do it in 3 minutes. So now it's babbling on and on and on. You got to say it, and then that's it. And then give them little kicks of the day. You have great followers on the TikTok.
If I went on TikTok, you're saying?
Yeah. You can show them your. Okay. You can't show them your pubes, but you can show them, like, get them in the gray shorts so they can see that your puffiness. That'd be nice. That's big business there. You can make money at that, Bob. Mm-hmm.
But my pubes would look puffy.
Yeah. People pay money to see it. Right. It's like people have foot fetishes. They can have pube fetishes. You can have an OnlyFans, and it'd pay you money. You could rival New Capstone, Bob, with your pubes. It'd be great.
I could what on New Capstone? Ride?
Rival. You can make more money on OnlyFans than Karen can make at New Capstone. It'd be fun.
All right. Okay. All right, got that. New topic. Is Morgan Pierce in trouble because he went against Trump in the interview?
No, he's fine. He's got a gig on Fox now. He's on Fox Nation. He did it. He did right. That was just cover to get him in. He had to get past the Sharon Osbourne conundrum. He didn't go against Trump. He walked out for Trump. He's fine.
Well, Trump left him. Left the interview.
Fine. That's not a problem. That's fine. But he's still rolling. It's not about that. He just didn't agree with the way it was flowing. He didn't go after Trump. He was just asking questions. Trump, you do that? Hell.
All right. So did Trump make a fool of himself? No.
He just knew he had the upper hand. And Pierce had been destroyed because of Trump. Remember?
With the Sharon Osbourne. Earlier. Yeah.
Right. Well, it ruined his world because of Sharon Osbourne. And Sharon Osbourne supported him. Because he walked out, and so Trump did the same thing to him that he did on his side. So now they're back to square, but he's not cross with them because now Pierce Morgan.
Now who's not cross with who?
Trump's not cross with Pierce Morgan. Pierce Morgan is now going to have to do it on himself. They can't come back and say that. Oh, Pierce Morgan, the only reason you made it is because Trump backing you. Herschel Walker, the only reason you're gonna be the senator is because Trump's on you. That's the only reason you went. So he made that space. So now Pierce Morgan on Fox makes it. It'll be because of the quality work of Pierce Morgan, not because of feeding off of Trumpisms.
Was that planned by Trump to create that effect before the interview?
Look, it's exactly what happened. It goes exactly with why Pierce Morgan walked off of his show in UK. The exact same thing happened to Trump. To Pierce Morgan, as Pierce Morgan did to the interviewer in the show in UK. And look at if you watch the two segments, they're identical. Even the topics were the same.
Right. Well, I think he walked off because of the Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
Something about them. Right. But what did he do with Sharon Osbourne? That's so symbolic.
No, Sharon Osbourne got thrown off of the talk because she supported her friend Pierce Morgan. And then cancel culture told her, says, well, your old dried up bitch ass is finna get off this TV. And so they fired her. Damn, just like that. She's married to the Prince of Darkness. And they fired him. Not a good idea.
Okay. All right. So it's always fun. Trump, nobody beats Trump. Trump keeps winning. He won this one, regardless of what the tech body says.
We're with this, but don't flip the script. We are looking after this, but he's not integral to this thing working. You are. We don't need him to make this go. We got to have you.
Okay.
Carolyn lets you. If Carolyn will only let you live.
Right. So back to the followers of Bob, they're mad at Bob because they made fun of him and now he's right or something. How are they expressing their anger?
Well, it's not anger. They're taken aback. They're taken aback. They're like, this is crazy. Okay. This man said some of the craziest stuff in the whole wide world and the shit is happening now. He's like, what?
Well, I don't know what's happening now that I said.
Right.
That was
good.
Crazy.
Don't worry about
what
it.
Kind
don't,
of things.
Don't worry. Don't. Yeah. No. Oh, no. Hell to the fuck. No.
In other words,
you can't engage in media. You can't engage in media to see what's going on. Don't depend on us to tell you, because then you'll go to Drudge, and Drudge won't have some expose on something of the life and times of J.R. Bob Dobbs. And you'll go, see, that didn't take place. That's not what. Yeah, no. You got to dig a little. You got to look at some ticky tocks, Bob. Look at you some ticky tocks. You'd be all right.
Right. But partly. People are hallucinating, and their minds are a bit nutty. I wouldn't understand that what they see about me, if I saw the content, it wouldn't make any sense to me, but that's the way they see it. They're hyper-subjective.
Yeah, I was just fixing
content.
To say, and that's what we're saying, what qualifications would you bring to this conversation to realize that they were nutty?
That they were what? Did you say lucky?
What? Nutty. You were talking about people being nutty. Nut, like a lunatic.
Oh, nut, yeah.
Suffering from lunacy, nuts. And we say, what qualifications do you bring to this conversation to decide if someone is nuts or not? Is our question.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we did that. I did not.
Dark
that.
Soul.
Have I walked into a stupid angel situation?
Well, you'll have to. Mary McLuhan thought so. Mary McLuhan thought so.
What
know.
Did she think? What? She thought that Bob walked into angels? She didn't know any of that scenario.
Yeah.
So what did she think?
No, not about angels. No. You always seem to find yourself with all the nefarious people, all of the Bob Carrs, all of the David Worsters, never Jerry Brown, never normal people, but always the esoteric. Diminished ones, the esoterically diminished ones. That's right.
Wait, and she noticed that about me?
Yeah, because that's all she had was nothing. See, she was all the pimped up stuff. She couldn't be logical like Terry.
Yeah, you're saying that I found her, and she's one of these underground Worcester kind of people.
Well, she would notice that you never went after quality. You always went after the esoteric, diminished ones.
Mm. Like her.
Which included her. Which did include her, but she would never admit that. She'd never admit that, of course.
But she knew Bob's different because he's hanging out in the wrong places. Like her. Who else would care about Mary? Yeah.
You're right. Well, they even take her call. Well, you didn't when it was important, but every other time you might have if you thought about it.
Did she like me for being that way in relation to her, for acknowledging her?
No, she didn't, Bob, but she didn't have
anything else. She was suspicious of it. Yeah, she was suspicious of it.
Yeah, always, always, because you couldn't bring her anything, you couldn't do anything, you couldn't undo anything, you were just like, but yet you were always there, and you were always topically on point. Which was stunning.
Yeah.
How could you be so plugged in and not have any juice, no drop cord? You're plugged in with no drop cord.
I get you. Okay, next point. Somebody brought up and asked, is there another currency on Alpha Centauri? I don't know if you answered that question.
Oh, and we're not now, because it doesn't matter.
Right. Why did Neptune's temperature change? I guess that means the sea god or the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Why did
mm-hmm.
Neptune's temperature change?
B-A-T-2. B-A-T-2. It's in the water.
Ooh, that's
in the water.
That's in the water. And so somebody registered that Neptune's temperature changes?
That's Mu. Yeah, of course. That's Mu. That's the Mu. That's why China completely shut down. They're starving them to death. And saying, stop worrying about your frivolous living. Food is overrated. Why do you think you need food? Stay in your house. If you open the door, we're going to take you to the work camp. So don't you do it. Stop being selfish trying to get bread for Pete's sake. You are you.
Well, okay, that's you, M-U.
That's why it's funny. That's why it's so funny. It's because that's what's really happening. It's crazy. It wouldn't be funny if it wasn't happening. I mean, it's crazy, but it's happening.
Yeah, okay, so they're keeping people away so that they don't get the mule. They're keeping them locked up in the skyscrapers?
They have it. No, not all of them. Just 28 million of them in Shanghai. Just 28 million in Shanghai. That's all. It's not many. Just some.
Why? Is the Chinese Communist Party government trying to keep part of the population alive? Is that why they're doing it?
No, they're trying to keep it from killing everybody. You know, we did make some reference about a lot of people dying. Remember? A lot of people dying. That thing. Well, they're trying to slow that down. Slow the roll. So it doesn't look like it came once again from them. They'd much rather let it be from Ukraine. But let's wait and see let's go see what the fifth looks like. See what 5/5/2020 the fifth of next month. 5/5/2022.
May 5th.
Let's see what that looks. Let's see what that looks like. You might have a different conversation then, maybe. We'll have to see though. You never know. It's up to Dr. Dean.
Okay, so you're saying there are a lot of people infected in Shanghai, or it's so congested it could spread real fast, and that's why they're keeping them isolated?
No, they're all eat up with it, and if they're trying to keep them contained so that they don't give it to everybody in China. Because China's not a superpower, if all of them are dead.
China's not a superpower, if all of them are dead. What's that mean?
If all of the Chi-Coms are dead, they're not a superpower if everybody dies.
Oh, okay. So these people, they've got the virus, they're locked up. Are they feeling anything from the BA2T? BAT2? Are they feeling
sick? They collect the bodies. Yeah, they collect the bodies. Yes, they are. And they collect the bodies. They got little baggy things that they give to everybody. And when they die, they put them in the baggie, steal them up, put them outside, and they come by and pick them up. Ever so often.
So
Not like every day.
Right. But there are a lot of people dying in Shanghai in these buildings, and the ones not dying or screaming, but they're going to die. And there's no talk about that. Nobody has any evidence of the statistics of death other than the government knows what's going on.
Especially, I don't even know if they tell them. Why would they tell them? So, you know.
Well, whoever knows, the scientists and Democrats in charge, they're not
telling
anybody.
Knows. Right. Somebody knows because somebody had to say, stop. Oh, my God. Close this off. Shut it all down. Quarantine, quarantine, quarantine. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Somebody had to notice that to be able to say it. So that's all happened. No big deal. No big whoop. Now, that's huge news. 5 years ago, that would have been the news of the millennia. But instead, that's like no big deal. Ah, hell yeah. They died. Okay. Whatever. God damn. It's always some bullshit. You know, whatever.
Okay, next question. You're saying that Maui in Hawaii is up at the 33rd parallel already. How do we move up there so fast?
Karen noticed it. The ley lines are changing.
So the Earth is not round or flat. It can be shifted. And it's not a visual linear movement to the 33rd parallel.
It's plasma, Bob.
Well, it's shifting. It's a kaleidoscope. And so all of a sudden we're on the 30-year parallel.
It's
travel.
It's plasma. Right.
What's it mean to
And
say
then you're
plasma?
Trusting. It's not morphed into anything. It's gaseous. It's not constant. It's like a chili fart. It's fleeting.
Okay, so the Hawaiian islands are floating around like gas. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do they stop
at the 33rd parallel? Well, because that's where you need to be, goddammit. You need to be in the Yamagata.
Okay. Stops them from floating around in the plasma at the 33rd parallel?
You aren't stopped. You're still moving. You're going to go. You'll be connected to Alaska.
It'll be
which
cold
is what
here.
We said originally. But no, because if you look at the maps, the way they got the maps drawn out now, and if the equator is halfway on the map, then the equator would be going through Iowa right now, wouldn't it? So it'd be nice and toasty warm.
Well, in other words, you can't use normal frozen 3D coordinates to understand how the plasma moves.
Correct.
You can't
That's
visualize
good
it
for
actually.
You. Good for you. Good
right.
for you.
You get that?
You're so bright.
Get that, Carol?
You're so bright.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
All right. Now, this many things that I have said is coming that hasn't happened yet. I would say La Paloma hasn't happened. The trucker's convoy.
It is happening. It's happened. It did happen. It just hasn't caused the tidal wave yet. That's been held back. We're going to get everybody that needs to be in New York before those boroughs go.
You're going to get everybody in New York so they can get killed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because they've been left. They left during COVID. You have to get them back.
Correct. And now the crime is so bad they can't get back. And it's like even the damn mafiosos starving to death. They can't even get a slice, Bob. They can't even get a slice in New York City. It's crazy.
Okay, so if that's stalled, how long will that be stalled? What will break that up? To allow
it's already broke up. I already broke up. The new distraction. Once you got to have a new New York. The 13 news. You got to have a new distraction. Right now it's all Ukraine, and then it's leaving, waxing, well, you're Ukraine, that's going to do something. So don't worry. When that gets warped out after the 5th, then there'll be a new distraction. Okay? And then you got to hurry
right.
up, because then you got Title 42 for the last push. If everybody that's going to get to the Yarmulke continent in time, you give one last chance, and you said, whosoever will. By God, whosoever met them Nicaraguans.
No, you just said to get...
There's a lot of people
to
living.
Get
to, a lot of people living.
Yeah, living about what? What
living?
Are you saying? A lot of people, living.
If they don't get to the 33rd parallel, they're not going to make it. And they've been listening to you, so they're rushing to the border to get to where it's going to be safe.
Right. You said a second ago, they have to get to Yarmulke continent. That's your term for the 33rd mm-hmm. parallel, not Andromeda Galaxy.
And above.
Correct?
Correct. It's 33rd and above.
Yeah.
But you got to get to
the
Yarmulke continent or you don't have a chance. Ain't no chance otherwise. Then after that, then you still got to work on ascension. You still got to work on ascension.
Right. So getting to the 33rd parallel here on the Earth, getting there, you get into the Yarmulke continent. Is there something magical about the Yarmulke continent leftover from the 33rd parallel north? That it puts you in a different vibe. I see. You're protected.
No,
right,
no. It keeps the aliens from eating you. You, if you're below the 33rd parallel, you can live, but you're going to become alien food, like dog food or cat food or elephant food. You're going to become food.
What
some of them aliens is
right.
nasty, Bob, and they stink. And they stink. Some of them do.
Are you talking about the new aliens or the Pentagon aliens?
Yeah.
Or both?
New aliens.
Okay. Now, the... You're just saying you're protected. What is it about the Yarmulke continent? Does the mineral of the old leftover earth structure there that was the Yarmulke continent, it emanates something that keeps the aliens out?
Uranium-1.
Okay, it's got that. Is that anywhere else? It's not anywhere else? It's only in the Yarmulke continent after image?
Well, you don't know that because it's not through moving yet. We still got some shifting. God's not through with you yet, Bob. God's not through with you yet.
Mm-hmm. All right. What went on at the Skinwalker Ranch? I've got a Wikipedia here. Do you know what that is, the Skinwalker Ranch?
Yeah.
I think you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Is it all fictional, what they claim goes on there, or is there something happening there?
Both.
So people and humans exaggerate. Yeah, humans exaggerate it. They say it's reputed to be a site of paranormal and UFO related activities.
And it relates to
the Skinwalker of Navajo legend concerning vengeful shamans. Is that relevant to what's going on?
I know.
Not.
Wait, stop. We're trying to tell you, you're trying to tell us something that we already know. If you're going to have a UFO alley and you're going to make a show about it with 3 fucking seasons, you got to have something to bump it up because it's not that interesting with what's really, 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 really going on there. Okay, it's a 512-acre property in Ben Utah in the basin where they can come and get interaction real easy. And the Indians have a belief system that are like the Amish that allows. If somebody puts a hank on the Amish people, they know what to do for that. All right, the Indians knew what to do with alien interaction. And so that became it made it more comfortable. So it became like their landing strip long ago. But there's no time. So now it's like, okay, it's now. So this is what's been taking place forever. No, some people know about it. But now what's happening is they've made a stupid show about it. So they have to make it up a big deal and pump up all this extra stuff to make it be have a little more. They put a little more polter in the poltergeist, Bob.
Right. What if the Native Americans are very familiar with the interaction with the aliens, how is my interaction different from them? Couldn't they hold a press conference and say and have some aliens there to talk to us?
The radiation would eviscerate them. You're going to connect that. You're going to make that connection.
Yeah, you mean the radiation coming off their bodies when I'm with them?
And all of it, yeah. They radiate differently than you. Well, that's not true. Ah. You radiate too. You radiate as well.
So my constitution makes me the candidate to interact with them.
Correct. Because Carolyn can't believe that you're not 1,600 pounds the way you eat sugar.
Okay. She doesn't understand me.
Oh, now he wants to explain the tic-tac. Oh, okay. Go on to the tic-tac. Now, all right, we got to set you up.
She knows how to fix me up. Carolyn can fix me up. She doesn't know why. I have the mystery patient for her.
That's true. That's fair.
Okay,
next
interesting topic. When we did Fitting His Wake a couple weeks ago, we come to the answer to the first question in chapter 6 of Book 1, and the answer is Finn McCool, and that refers to Trump.
Uh-huh.
If that refers to Trump because it's all about Bob and the aliens dictated the book to James Joyce. Trump is involved with Iandom. That's why it applies, right? It's all about now.
Correct. The pale horse. The fourth horse. The four horse.
I never knew which. Yeah, let's have you describe each one. I never got it straight, which one was plague and seemed that pestilence was similar to plague. Can you lay out the four horses and what they represent originally?
Yeah.
Anyways. So what's the pale horse represent?
That's the fourth. It's the green horse, which has to do with the Green New Deal, the death, famine, pestilence, when 25% die.
Oh, you mean ecology, the thing that humans eat on.
Conquest,
that structure collapses.
Stop. Don't overspeak it. We did this. You should know this already. Conquest, war, famine, and death. That's laid out in the book of Ezekiel, which we went through that, with the wild beast and the pestilence and plague. Plague. Remember, that's very typical for now. Okay, now, then you go to Revelation.
But you say conquest. Let's stay with the four you said. Conquest, war, death, and what?
Famine.
Plague? What was it?
Famine.
Oh, you think?
Famine.
Not plague, Carol. Famine. Okay, can you say what their colors are? Let's just get the basic
green
down, because you're running around.
We're
what's
talking about
green.
We're not. Stop. The pale horse, if you look it up, it means green in the original
okay.
Greek.
Oh, that's the problem. That pale was pale. Chartreuse or something.
Periwinkle, a little periwinkle.
Pale is green. What are the other three colors?
They're different colors. We laid this out in Ezekiel, remember?
Maybe, yeah. I'm probably way back there. Okay, so what are they? Replay them. Give us the map.
Well, look at the first one.
What's the first one? The pale or conquest?
Come on, Bob.
Conquest.
Come on, Bob.
You said conquest first. Come on, I don't want to spend too much. What's conquest? World War One and World War II?
The first horseman is to conquer the bow and the crown. That's a white horse.
What's the bow and the crown? Not Crown Inc., not Crown Incorporated.
We'll see.
Okay, what's bow then? Bow, the bow and the crown.
Like a bow, like what you have to aim with. A bow requires aim. A bow and arrow.
Referring to?
Bow
yeah,
and
what's
arrow.
It refer to? They refer to New York City or what? What's it refer
no,
to?
No, no, no. Attacking, the attack.
Oh, okay.
They interpreted the bow would be the placement of the Antichrist.
All right, that's what it refers to, the attack by the Antichrist, and where it's attacked from.
Placement, that's right. The second horseman is a great
sword.
Wait,
that placement is Belgium. No, Brussels, correct?
Yeah, we don't want to spend too much time on this. The second horse is a great sword. It rides a what color horse? A red horse.
Yeah, the first one was white, now it's a red horse. Good. And what is that about? What is
That's after the rift, when things can sort of get back to settle, and they start having this great unifying sword that starts chopping people in half. The liberals that all said all this stuff all get chopped up. Like, that's what's happening to the Black Lives Matter. In about 1 second, they're going to say, niggers don't matter, niggers don't matter, niggers don't matter, niggers don't matter, because if they're part of BLM, they're going to go to jail. So I don't matter. I didn't mean to matter. I thought I mattered. It's the money. I didn't mean to. I didn't know it mattered that I had to fill out income taxes. I'm black. I feel threatened by this. Why are you after me? This is treasonous. You should leave me alone. I don't matter. Black lives do not matter. They'll be the ones running up down the street. Black lives don't matter. You watch. This is that sword that sorts it out. It's that thing Carolyn couldn't believe was taking place, the injustices and things that were going on. And now it's come full circle. Big Pharma ain't talking like they used to, are they, Dr. Dean? They ain't pimping like they used to, Dr. Dean. They're a little nervous in the service, Dr. Dean. Some of them documents are starting to fly out. People start to, them reedy readers are starting to catch on. It's getting ugly. It's a bunch of words. It's not good.
Hey, Carolyn.
No good going
okay,
coming
got that. Fine. We got that. But, Carolyn. You talk about red and sword. That's not in the Bible, the red color or whatever I'd say. These are brand new interpretations. Where's pestilence? Look, it's famine, plague, pestilence, and war and disease.
Famine, pestilence, and plague are all one.
And which horse are they? Did you do them yet? The white one or the red one?
That's the green. That's the green one. That was the fourth one, the pale horse.
All right. Okay. Good. What's the
third? The fourth horse.
Three?
The third.
Yeah.
The third horse carries is the balance scale. That's the black horse.
Mm.
The scale. It has the scale where you're tried and found wanting. The black horse makes you choose. Did you say something against Donald J. Trump? Yes or no? Did you? Okay. You go stand over here. Okay, did you say something against Donald Trump? No. Okay, good. You stand over here. It sorts that. It's the great sorting. Now, that's what the 33rd parallel is going to do, too. It's going to be a great sorting. Because there's a lot of motherfuckers going to go the other way. There's a lot of motherfuckers going to leave this United States of America. We promised you before that for a sovereign God. A lot of them finna go one way or the other.
What?
Don't you worry.
What's their attitude? What's their perceived subjective reason?
They're not invited.
We don't care.
They're not invited. They're not invited.
And why do they think they have to leave if they're not invited?
Because they're not going to be. It's going to be so uncomfortable. They're not going to want to stay. You know, it's kind of like New York City. Nobody wants to stay. No, we're going to change that. We're going to straighten that up.
What?
Don't buy property in East Hampton. That's all we got to say.
Yeah, and then everybody will flood there. Is what you're saying? Reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, pretty much.
Now, I think that's brand new, the outlining of the four horsemen, Carol. Whole new interpretation, wouldn't you say, Carol?
What's the fifth horseman? Right?
Ah, fifth horseman is there, but I'm an expert on. It's media. It's a tech body.
Is that true? Fear.
Would you agree?
It's fear.
But that comes through the media. That comes through the tech
body. That's exactly right. That's the only way you find out she was afraid.
Yeah. They tell you. So what color is that one? Purple?
Purple, yeah.
Yeah, it's Bob's color. So the – I've been in analysis
It's the apostasy.
Right, the heresy.
I've been the analyst of the pyramid. I was never afraid of it, but I understood how it worked on people. Yeah, very good point there, Bob. So that's
Bob.
Fantastic. Very good.
Again,
okay.
Once again, Bob ruled the day. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and breakthrough, new knowledge.
Yeah,
all right. If Trump is Finn McCool, who am I in Finning's wake? Or am I in Finning's wake?
You get that Saturday night. If you be real good, if you be real good and manage your time well, don't play too much fucking Zappa, we'll tell you that Saturday night when we get some Finning in the way. And you got to look at Ezekiel 14:21. This is for Jenny Bell because she hates the scriptures. You have to strip when you read the scriptures. And Ezekiel 6:11-12.
Okay. So
I watch out for those idolatrous elders, Bob. Idolatrous elders. You're going to clean it up. Don't worry. You got it. You got it. You got it.
Are they part of the 24 elders? The idolatrous elders?
But don't say nothing. And then don't forget Revelation 6:8 when they talk about an ashen horse, which is white, goddammit.
And that's the sixth horse? Or is that the white one you already mentioned? Yeah. Okay.
You're saying it didn't say color. Oh, my God. Stop. Oh, we've been taken. It's over. It's over. It's over. They're running. Hold on. Wait. Oh, my God. It's telling you things. It's take over. The tech buddy's mad at you, Bob. Alexa, stop. Damn,
Bob. You turn out church. What the fuck are you doing? Bob, don't do that no more. Don't say that no more. That's bad.
Don't say what?
Don't say new knowledge? There you go, a goddamn game.
You're going to get us fucked up. Don't do that, Bob.
That's right. People live here, Bob. People live here.
He expects
everybody in the world to follow him, adore him, praise him, protect him, work for him, do for him, shovel for him, clean up his messes, clean up his world, do his stuff, open his companies, run his companies, tend to his companies, smite and smote everybody that goes against him and do all kinds of stuff. But then he'll throw you in front of the bus in 2.3 seconds and die, goddamn you, die. That's Armist Brooks, man. That's Armist Brooks.
A lot of fun, Bob. A lot of fun being Bob.
If he don't kill you, he'll certainly have you incarcerated. Don't you worry about that. He'll do that for sure.
So when I am screamed at the beginning of the session, Carolyn, that means new knowledge is coming in this session. And it alters ion. It's painful. Mm. The new knowledge effect. Okay, next question. You mentioned the Hoover Dam recently, and it's always being talked about. And that's built in the 30s. Is there a UFO involvement with the Hoover Dam back then? Mm. Is that why you significant?
Yes. See, this is that time. Let's stop. Don't ask a question. You don't have a question. You've made up a point. Now you got to have information to make a question. So slow down. Don't overstep yourself. That two times in the history of the world has the GDP been less than the economy or the debt or the money out. The first time
M1 less than the M1.
Don't confuse it. They don't use that no more. That's not even tapable no more. There's only two times in the history of everything has that everything produced being less than how much is owed. So it's almost like a negative. It'd be like Carolyn going to work at New Capstone and have to take money and put in the pot because it was costing more than she made. And so she's going to work. She's going to put in overtime to put more money into it because none was coming out. That was right after World War II, which is when the Hoover Dam was created. See, that was in that whole mess.
No, the Hoover Dam was after World War One.
World War One, two, three. We can't keep track of them. They're all wars.
Yeah.
World War One, and now. And
right now. And
before,
that's why you say
even when
the
we
Hoover
had
Dam?
even in yeah sure correct.
So it's not a UFO connection that makes it significant.
There is a UFO connection, but that's not what makes it significant. It's the thing of the great works, the work WPA, the work programs, where they paid people with no money to not work. No, wait. They paid people to work with no money. No, wait. And they, people went to work. They didn't get paid, but they ate. No, they starved to death. Like, fuck, wait, the Dust Bowl, Dust Bowl. Wait, we get it. Grapes are wrath. Wait a minute. We got indigenous people to come and pick our fruit trees that didn't have no fruit on them. So that, no, that don't work either. Okay, fuck. Okay, so now, fast forward to right now. They made up all the money in the world, and they're paying people with money that don't have no value to not work. I don't want to go to work. Okay. Inflation's too high. I can't go. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to work from home. I'm gonna work from home, and I'll answer the phone if it rings. I'm going to watch Netflix. If y'all run Netflix price up anymore, I'm going to cancel Netflix. Y'all going to give me that for free. I'm going to put five people on my Netflix account and charge them $3 a piece so I can pay my $15.99 a month so I get my Netflix for cheap, and I can work from home because there's too much inflation. Gasoline costs too much money. Can't drive to work, so not going to do that. So I don't want to come to work. So you're going to pay me. I'm going to work at home and watch Netflix. So that's how it's going to roll. You got that? Okay, good.
Yeah, okay. So it's economically nuts. And there was a time we associate with the Hoover Dam being built as economically nuts. And we're the second
as nuts. Right. Yeah, that's exactly
nutty,
right. And that whole works project where the cement, curing of cement, that large blocks of cement caused so much heat that people would expire and fall, and there's tons and tons and tons of bodies in the cement of the Hoover Dam, and they never missed a stitch. They said, Hail Mary, Amazing Grace, and poured another line. They had to run cold water pipes through it just so it could get cool enough so it would cure because it was such hot, rich Portland cement.
Yeah, and were there aliens helping them design to build it? Humans couldn't have done it.
Yes, because you can't make that kind of cement even today.
They never made that kind of cement. Who in the population knew there were aliens? Did anybody know? Any humans know that there were aliens among them?
Yes.
Herbert Hoover?
Of course. That's how he got away with what he's doing.
So when you read about these obscure secret societies in American social life over the last 150 years, that's those names of those secret societies are groups that knew about the aliens, like Hoover, right?
Agreed.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
They all kind of interact. And now, remember the miscegenation's always going on too. You don't discount that. Them Rockefellers wasn't all that, Bob. They were kind of ridiculous. And then you got royals with the hemophiliacs. Mixed with the angels and the aliens.
Are you saying miscegenation is bad copulation or mixed media?
Miscegenation is when two breeds join. Black and white would be a miscegenated relation. Miscegenation, blending, mixing.
Right. So I think that's new, Carolyn, that the hemophilia problem in British royalty is due to mixing with the angels/aliens.
That's Victoria. That came from Victoria. Yes, we did. They were the werewolfism, Bob. Come on now. This was Albert's issue.
So the werewolves were aliens or angels?
Yes. They were aliens. And they just got a dot. They got it taken care of with the mistletoe oil. Karen,
there's this movie made by Stanley Kubrick, I think that's his name, in 1962-63 called Lolita, and it was based on a famous Vladimir Nabokov novel. The young girl, 14 or so, who got hired to play Lolita, her name was Sue Lyons, her original name. Somebody laid out, she had a lot of problems after that. The producer of the show had an affair with her, and he was like way too old, 35 years old or something. Was Sue Lyons, though, set up as an MKUltra victim to be used for other purposes and that whole thing? And it went awry, right? They lost control of it.
They lost control of her, and that's when they started going to the mDNA. That's when Carolyn knows about the MD, the transdermal DNA, MDNA.
They use that on young actresses?
Yeah. That's what the Ultra did.
What, Kim? What, Kim?
And
what are you saying, Carolyn?
Is it propanol?
Yes.
Is it propanol?
Propofol, yeah.
So what actresses got conditioned by that? Connie Stevens,
Norma Jean, Marilyn Monroe.
Is Norma Jean Marilyn Monroe? Because I think there was a famous actress named Norma. There was someone named Norma Jean before her in Hollywood.
No, that's Norma Ray. That's Norma Ray, Bob. Come on now. You've been reading Hedda Hopper again. Don't do that.
So Marilyn Monroe got MK altered with this new method. Anybody after her? Rachel Welch? All the stars?
Joan Crawford.
Yeah.
Joan Crawford.
Yeah. But that's before Kubrick. That's before 62. You're citing people back
Kubrick,
in the 50s.
Kubrick didn't invent it. They just used it. They didn't invent it. It's been going on forever.
I thought you were saying Sue Lyons, something happened to her, was unique, and then they changed it because they lost control of her.
That's right, but they've been using it for years. Other people had been using it also. People have been fucking goats for years, Bob, but now they stare at them, and they learn how to get outside of themselves because they learned how to stare at goats and quit fucking them. And they did better. It was better. They didn't get better.
So did Stanley Kubrick, he was in on the MK Ultra conditioning of the actress? He was
He was into everything. He was into anything and everything that would make a little dollar. You know, he's like Andy Warhol. He was trying to fuck somebody or get fucked by somebody and find somebody stupid enough to pay for his art.
Right. And he was British. I'm reading a novel by Ben Lewis the English people were not liked in Toronto or maybe in Canada in general.
No.
Okay,
those queen fucking Brits, they hated them. Those queen fuckers.
They fucked the queen, or they meant gay boys, queen.
They meant that those Brits were so loyal to Her Majesty that they had no writ or right of their own.
So the more recent phenomenon coming into Disney, the Britney Spears and all those other little girls that became nuts when they became 19 or 20.
You mean Annette Funicello. Yeah, it was bad.
Okay. Now, that's an earlier phenomenon. But was Madonna conditioned with this MDMA?
They tried it, but she didn't take it. No, that's not true. She took it and liked it, so they didn't want you to like it. Because if it became like an amnesiac, that's when you forget. It becomes an androgynous. No, that's your titties and your tutu. No, it becomes an aphrodite. We can't even say it. I don't know why. Aphrodisiac. Now leave the afros out of it. Now there you go, ruining everything. Aphrodisiac. If you get like that, it doesn't have the same effect because it just makes amorous. And that happened with Clever Level.
And
Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna
and Gaga.
Lady Gaga. They were known to be amorous.
Oh yeah, of course. And then don't forget, Mary Pickford. They tried it on Mary Pickford, like to rent her. Sweet little Mary Passion's plaything.
Right. So they would give these girls the substance. Did the girls know about it? Would be slipped into their drinks, or they were consciously offered it?
It's all in that world. You don't know what you're drinking. You don't know. They don't know. They didn't know. They just went with it. They didn't know. They smoking. It's like Johnny Depp didn't know how he had a nice box full of cocaine, and they said it's got his initials on it. He said, did you keep cocaine in there? He says, no, I don't know. I don't remember. But it'd be a nice vessel to store cocaine in, I'm sure. I'm sure it'd be a nice box to put cocaine in. Picture the damn thing full of cocaine. And he's like, yeah, it'd be a good box to do that. If you did cocaine, that'd be a nice box for it. I'm sure it is. I mean, they're just all numb to it. They don't know. It's like, shh.
All right. Is it still going on with the younger girls today?
Hell yeah. What's left of them? They're just little sinewy bits of flesh now. I mean, we need some good bulimics. We got no good bulimics anymore.
Miley Cypher, Miley Cyrus, whatever it is. Yeah, Miley Cyrus. She was acting odd.
Billy Ray Cyrus's girl.
Yeah.
And Billy Ray, with the boot scooting boogie, he did too.
Mm-hmm. Right, but did Miley Cyrus acting tweaking or whatever she invented, that ridiculous dancing, that was due to the drug or conditioning that was happening to her?
It loosened her. Hey, Bob, it loosened her right up.
Yeah. Now, these younger ones, they didn't get adrenochrome. They weren't concerned about their age. That's the older Jane Fonda level is doing the adrenochrome, correct?
Degree. But now, don't worry. That's always been around. That's going to be heightened up. Don't worry. They're not going to be worried
about it. You said degree. What's degree mean? You said degree. Degree.
Used to, you'd have a little cocaine in a cough syrup. They would help you cough. And then it turned into crack. And then it turned into crack rock. And then it turned into heroin. And then it turned into meth. And then it turned into propofol. Then it turned into fentanyl. Then it keeps morphing into this more and more and more and more thing as a directive, and people use it. But if you take and you pull this back down, like Sigmund Freud's most famous thing was applying cocaine to people so they could think clearly. That's what they said. It did. It made you think clearly. So that's way back with Freud. Okay, and we're not supporting Freud, mm-hmm. but he did get quite famous for his little macerations, you see. So,
right,
I mean, the thing. But
yeah, am I involved with any drugs? Did I do any of this stuff or have it done?
Carolyn is your only drug, Bob. It's done you any good?
Yeah,
it's the only drug that's done you any good. Only one that's done you any good. But you've done. The only reason we know this is because you've tried them all, Bob. You've tried them all. You've watched it be tried.
Yeah, by other people. Right. I watched other people do it. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the. So
when you didn't wrestle them to the ground. When you didn't wrestle them to the ground and take it for yourself. That's right.
Right. So Sue Lyons, they lost control. They dumped her, and she had a brilliant career at the beginning, and then she ended up in being in B movies, and then she faded out, died recently. That's just a tragedy for her, right? She got used and thrown away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, like Betty Davis.
Right. If you're taught to be a Christian, oh, Betty Davis was subject to this drugging too?
Oh yeah. Yeah, okay. Sweet baby Jane.
Most of them. Right, most of them were. Because if you grow up as a Christian, you're told not to be vain. So you're 15. Somebody sees you in Hollywood.
No,
they put you in movies.
I want to follow
the thought.
It's not true.
No, it's not true. I know, but let me say the meme. The meme is so people, stop worrying about being a good Christian and not being vain, and they accept the adulation of being a star, and they're young. And that can be a sin. Maybe that's one of the seven deadly sins, is to be vain. Is that where Christianity is right? Don't be vain. Don't go to Hollywood. You're going to get ripped off in many ways, and it's a good warning. Or you're going to correct it now. So what are you going to say about that meme?
Okay. The thing of it is, that thing that they're doing, they're not a star. They're a nobody. They're trying to make it. They're trying to find it. They're trying to be in the rock and roll world or in the music world or in the acting or Broadway. They're nothing. Or they're a kid in their family, they become a child star. Well, that stardom is hard to come
by. Well, what did you just switch to? You said they were nothing, and then you went to child star. What was the shift there? They're a nothing.
Stardom.
And then?
They're nobody. They're nobody. Stephanie was a nobody.
Why did you say the word child star?
Some people, the children who star in things that become Shirley Temple, Little Rascals.
Yeah, the child star.
The kid stars, they end up having terrible, terrible lives because they can't sustain that. They can't sustain. In real life, you can't sustain that hyped
adulation.
Famosity. Mm-hmm.
It wears you out. It means too many phony people around you. So
you can't sustain it. You can't sustain it. You can get it, but you can't sustain it. Now, some people get it later in life, and they kind of balance it. So they get a lot of money, and then they write a book, or they do the little shit, and they kind of go along, like J.K. Rowling. She was nothing.
Right.
She wrote something in a coffee shop. Now she's got a few bucks. But you don't see her on the TV. You don't see her fucking nobody. You don't see her blowing her brains out or blowing somebody else's brains out. She's in her little flat. She's in her little flat with a few dollars doing okay.
Yeah, she understands to be balanced about it, is what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Correct.
Okay, so what about the Christian idea?
This is bad. This is bad.
What is bad?
He's getting a call from New York on the spot line.
Oh. we are right now? We're getting a call?
No, he did. He did, but he didn't take it.
All right.
He's on the spot line from New York City.
Well, how could that be? How do they know that line?
Exactly.
Who are
exactly.
They? Yeah, exactly.
You know, we'll see.
Okay,
we got this, Bob. We're just reporting today.
Carol, Ion, Christianity teaches the kids don't be vain, don't go into showbiz and have a big ego. That's good advice, but the problem is they're only dealing with the chemical body, and Christian preachers in the religion, they don't know about the new nature of the TV body, the chip body that people can't resist. So,
correct.
Christian,
the TikTok. They can't resist the TikTok.
Right. Yeah, and so Christian morals don't, the Christian upbringing does not protect the kid from a newer environment.
Well, now you have a whole generation where there is no Christian upbringing.
Right, right.
You have a whole
generation
where there ain't none. Church is fucked up, Bob. Church is fucked.
I know, but they, if they tried to bring it back, it wouldn't work. It's just verbal nothing.
People,
it's an old media.
Now people have figured it out. Okay, I can get saved as long as I can buy you a $35 million house, Jesse Duplantis. As long as I buy you a $35 million house, I can be saved. I can have a prosperous ministry. Okay, I can't outgive God, but I can outgive you.
Did you say outgive? Outgive God.
You can't give more than God gives you back. That's what they say in the prosperity ministries. You can't outgive God, but I can outgive you. Well, The Tammy Faye Baker and Jim Baker have all their foolishness.
Yeah. They use the new media. You can get away with a new kind of church, televangelism on TV. At least you could in the 80s. And now what about the church you said is coming where they're going to have orgies? Is that happening yet?
Yeah, it's the part of Pizzagate now, and then we make fun. We make fun of the cowboy church with Barb Peterson, and Dallas, the cowboy church, where they have Alamo beer as the communion wine. They have Texas beer for the communion wine. It's good. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So, okay, what I see is there's no normal bonds for a community anymore. Too many bodies.
You broke
too
them.
Many.
You broke. What do you mean?
I broke
you're
it
active.
All. I broke it all.
You're sitting there making this speech. You busted it up and says, well, an amazing thing has happened. People have just quit going to church. I don't understand it. And they used to go to college, but they don't really go to college anymore. It's so bad that they're going to forgive everybody's college debt because everybody paid off, borrowed all this money to go to college, and they're dumb as dirt. You're stuck on stupid. They can't get a job. They're making $30,000 a year. So we'll solve this. We'll just cancel all their debt, and then they'll be okay. It'll be fine. That's what we'll do.
I broke up all the bodies, and so you're having people hallucinate, make up, invent new forms of association or community or church, right? That's what's going on. People are improvising how to socialize.
Ecstatic. It's hexatic, and they don't know what to do. See, that stuff is not bad to be hexatic, but it's very troublesome when you're in the hexad and you don't know what to do. There's the trouble.
How about with
a lion? Response.
Who doesn't have a proper response? The people.
They don't respond correctly.
Right. I'm thinking of the Ionauts. I know they are looking for community. They think going to Andromeda will give them a community. We don't seem to fall for offering community. What is the effect on the Ionauts of how we are in our non-community?
We don't care. That's our response. We don't care. If they get it, great. We'll stay with them all the way through. No problem. Do what you do. You're going to anyway. Happy days, la, la, la. Toss a salad. We don't care. But it's not going to change what you're doing. And you show up.
Yeah, what Bob's doing or what they're doing? It's not going to change what Bob's doing or what Suzanne
is doing.
Right,
not going to change what Bob's. Not going to change what Bob's doing. Now, if Susanna wants to change and follow the parody of Bob, that'll serve her. And has so far, because they're still living. They know what to do. I mean, Barb got out of. Barb is glad she don't live in fucked up California today, for Pete's sake. Jack and Jermaine are thrilled they're not in goddamn Los Angeles now. You see? They're tickled.
Yeah.
So
right.
That part's good because they got benefit. That means it doesn't come without benefit. The problem is it's got to a place that they got to take it to the next level. And at some point, even Sue Bone has got to pull it up by the bootstrap and say, all right, let's go. We gave her ice cream. We gave her chocolate. We gave her wine. We gave her meat. But it's not enough. It's just not enough.
So you're saying they got to lift themselves up by the bootstraps to figure out what to do with themselves socially, or
to survive and to survive the hexad? No, to survive the hexadic or the hexad, to survive.
And
it,
you're saying
you can't Bob,
right.
You can't depend on Bob to save your ass because he'll throw you to the wolves. Ask Nero.
Right. So you're saying Sue Bone has to get out of Canada is what you're saying.
Well, she don't have to, but it sure would be good.
All right. Okay. End of that topic. Sidney Powell, in a recent video, described her youth. You know, she was an all-American wonder person. You know, did the good marks in school, the problem.
Oh, she was a debater. She worked. Her family was poor. She did all that. She's trying to tell you something right before she went off to Harvard to get her education on the dime. And she's done really good, okay, because she took it from the straight out. Who is the welder, the riveter, Rachel the riveter from World War II?
Yeah.
Rachel the riveter or whatever her name was. She's trying to be Lucille Ball, working hard. I'm going to save the day. I'm your savior. I'm going to tell you that. So she's telling you that because she got insight. What she should have been saying is I have a gold or marlaid bedside chamber pot, a commode. And it gives me information. I've tapped into my internal self, and I've allowed this information to flow freely through me. And I'm going to save America, mankind, and stomp out this devil trying to kill y'all in your sleep. But she don't do that. She talks about how she went to school and played ball and was poor and didn't have nothing and la, 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 and helped my dad and helped my mom.
So is that a mistake? Is that going to make her less effective?
No.
She'll lose
the
court cases?
You're talking about it, so it worked perfect. You're talking about it.
Yeah.
So it won.
Well,
I
recognize what she is because that's what Carolyn was, you know?
That's not true.
Carolyn was ideal kid.
Karen's always superior. She's always superior. She was a superior then as she is now.
I know,
Her only mistake
was
tangling
superior.
Up. Okay. Sidney Powell and Karen Dean's only mistake was getting tangled up with you. That's their only mistake. It'd have been a great life if they'd have just left you alone. They couldn't leave you alone, bro. You were that MDNA. You were that poison. You were the MK Ultra for them. You ran them. It's terrible, but.
I was
somehow
the Disney meme. I was the Disney meme.
You was Walter Dean. Walter Dean. You were Walter Dean. <right?
laughs> Walter Dean. Okay. Next one. That's a good point. Let's move on. With a little help from Reinhard Galen and the Fourth Reich, right? Bob has the Fourth Reich helping him. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. There's an economist, a renegade economist named Martin Armstrong, and he's pretty good at predicting cycles, I think is his thing. But he says the Biden administration has deliberately destroyed the world economy. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes, for the Rainbow Coalition. You finna see it.
Right. But that, the Biden administration, nobody...
The drops are going to be based on the rainbow currency. That's how they're going to gauge
it.
They said it was gold.
It says
gold. Money's already printed, Bob.
Wait a minute, you're jumping. What's the rainbow economy? What does that refer to?
No. Those words? The new money. The rainbow money.
That's coming? Have they printed? Okay. They're
going to
distribute that.
It's printed.
Right. And then the drop.
That's not
going to
be.
That's
not. No. That they say, they talking, they say that the money is going to be pegged against gold. But we know that doesn't work because there's not enough gold to make money. Okay? So it's going to be pegged on the drops. You'll see.
Right. Now, what people don't understand is that the Pentagon aliens are the Biden administration. They're the ones doing this. Or they're not. Someone else is doing it?
Yeah. It's a lot of shit. Too many people listening for that, Bob. Too many people. That's in a different way. You can't open an embezzlement. You can't make this embezzlement statement and then get it cleaned up and then make it be something that you've discovered because everybody else is trying to figure it out like you are. So ask a different way so we can answer you, Biggin. You know this.
I don't know if it's only one question. It has one meaning.
Your question. The question Nazi is here, and we're not going to let you get away with that. Don't do it like that. You won't like the answer.
What'd you say? The question Nazi? You called yourself
the question Nazi. Yeah, the question Nazi. Mm-hmm. Ain't going to put up with that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when we say the Biden administration, nobody can make sense of it because it's not what people think. It's not a bunch of humans or it's not the humans they think are in charge. That's the issue. It's a mystery. Who's running the Biden administration wrecking the economy to make it move towards our situation. Martin Armstrong doesn't know that.
Bob,
yes?
Everybody, CBS, NBC, MSM, LSD, CBS, ABC, NBC, RBD, TBS, all of them, they're all saying the same thing. They ask the question, who is in charge? Biden gets up and says, they told me not to take no goddamn questions. Who is they? They told me not to do that. I got a list. They gave me a list of who I got to call on.
Right. So that's what everybody is puzzled about who is in charge, and that we know who's in charge, and we can't talk about it, but we understand the puzzlement. Yeah, we understand why they're puzzled. Correct?
So
question Nancy like that?
So in essence, you, Bob, have created, once again, the perfect storm.
Yes.
Woo. You don't like Trump? You don't like Trump? You don't like Trump? You don't? Wait a minute now. Are you sure you don't want Trump? Right? Okay. Well, then you placed your order. Let's see if you like it when you get this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Putin sent a nuclear bomber and it flew close to the Ukraine border. Was that a warning?
Yes.
Was that a statement that things are going to happen? You can't.
It's a metaphor
for what's going to happen. It's not might going to happen. He's saying this is going to happen. Correct?
Well, he wouldn't have shot it. He wouldn't have pulled his dick out if he wasn't going to use it, Bob. I'm just saying. You don't want to pull it out unless you're going to use it. You just expose.
What?
Because now.
Now, Putin is an alien. What is making the alien angry to do this? Are they trying
because
to prepare the
you.
Planet for...
They're trying to get to you. Don't bring us into your bullshit. They after you. They're not after us. They want you.
Right.
You know what it's called? You know what the thing's called? Satan 2. That's what the bomb was named with. Satan 2.
Is that the nuclear suitcase, that phrase you've been using lately?
No, that's the bomb that he tested the ballistic missile with multiple atom bombs, or what do you call it, bombs?
It's a polybomb, a polybomb.
A polybomb. The polybomb is called Satan 2. I guess though, Bob is Satan, and that missile is Satan 2 also.
It's
an
extension of me. All right, we got that. Yeah, you look it up, Carol. All right, next topic. The trucker, there's an article. The trucker convoy, they all left D.C. a week or two ago. They didn't accomplish anything, the journalist said. They were a waste of time, and it is not, at this point, looking like Ion's prediction about the great upset the trucker convoy was going to do back on my birthday. What the hell?
But yet, Yeah, because look at it. You go to the store, and they don't have bread. You go to the store, they don't have eggs. You go to the store, they don't have canned goods. You go to the store, they don't have bacon. Or if they
Carolyn
do, it's so much
to Costco, and they got everything. No, it's not true for Carolyn.
She got stuff. Then Carolyn should have ordered your boxes that haven't arrived yet. Yeah, then Carolyn should have ordered your boxes, and she could have probably got them there by now. She got her shit. You ain't got your shit. She got her shit. So she's the exception. There are shelves that are empty at that Costco, though, as well.
Okay. All right. So the truckers.
But everywhere else is worse. Everywhere else is worse, 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 worse.
Okay, got that. And it's going to get worse. It's just, all right?
It already
so
is.
The truckers.
And now, and see,
so
now wait. Slow down. Don't mess this up. You're doing good, Bob. You're doing good. Slow down. Slow down. Okay. We said a thing was going to happen. That's happened. The first thing is that to have all those trucks, that many trucks, get off the road and go to Washington is an anomaly before God right there. That stops the presses right there. They can't stay there forever, Bob. There's no diesel fuel in Washington. They got to go get gas and get out after a little while. They made their point because this breach, when you stop the cycle, it causes a chain reaction. The chain reaction then stops manufacturing. Well, they're not really manufacturing anywhere. And why ain't anybody talking about this, the ships sitting with containers all over the place? You can't see the water, the horizon for ships, for container ships sitting there that can't get unloaded. They just quit talking about it. So it's okay. So that's not a problem. No problem, no problem, no problem. Yeah, you can't get your shit.
Yeah. Okay. So, and my boxes are bottled up in that problem off Los Angeles,
that
right?
Thing, No. And they're bundled up in that problem that you said isn't occurring.
Right. No, that's occurring. It's occurring. They're still there, but the effects have not surfaced. Well, they don't show it in the tech body. They don't show the effects yet.
Of course not. Of course not. Why would they? Hey, they just now found out that Hunter Biden had a laptop, Bob. They just now found that out. It's crazy.
Okay,
I don't know how they missed it.
Yeah, listen. So the truck convoy, when they met outside of Washington, did they all agree, make like a secret society oath? Okay, we ain't going back to work. We're going to stay not cooperating, and we're going to shut the thing down. Is that what they decided?
Or... They're going to slow roll it. I got to do 3 loads today. Well, I'm tangled up or there's traffic. Okay, I'll get one half a load. Well, they can't load it in time. The people weren't there to load it, so I have to go to the next load. So they're doing like a third of what they could have done. So it's kind of like what they call a strike when you show up but you don't do no work. Zombie
work
strike.
The rule. Work the rule is called. I think that's called work the rule.
Okay. So they're not getting fired because they're not there. But they're not going to pay $8 for diesel fuel to deliver shit because they're not getting paid like that.
Right. So they are living with minimum means, I guess you might say. They're getting
don't
by.
Know. Can't tell. Everybody's got money. There's trillions of dollars. They all got money, but the money ain't doing nothing. Money ain't the trouble. There's plenty of money. Money everywhere. It broke out with money.
That. Okay. Next
question.
That's
how you got 8% inflation. 8% inflation and 2%. Now mortgages are 5%. Went up 300 basis points in 2 months.
They went up 300 basis points. Is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So the real estate agents are making no money?
They're not selling anything. Or all them houses where it's going up, 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 up. Now all of a sudden they're coming down, 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 down.
Okay. So obviously the last 2 months, the Ukrainian war was a big distraction the media could talk about while ignoring all that you just ran through.
Correct.
Okay.
And still is. And still is.
But is the alien running the war via Putin's body or whatever the alien that's doing it, running Russia, are they knowing that they're in this larger scenario to wreck America, and so they're slowing down the invasion of Kiev, and nothing's much happening right
Maripol,
now? Because
Maripol. Oh, it's all happening, Maripol, and all the safe bases and everything. And then listen to what they're saying. When they do talk about the war, when they are talking about it, they'd say, something's taken over Putin. He's not the same person. He's distracted. He stays by himself. He doesn't talk to his confidants. He kills people that don't agree with him. Adolf Hitler was a nice guy. guy compared to this man. It's just crazy. He sleeps late. He does his thing. He goes to work. He doesn't wait on a single man, but everybody waits on him. He goes to work at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, does it for about an hour, and has him a good shot of vodka, and then goes to dinner. While his family lives in Switzerland, for God's sake. Zurich. They live in Zurich.
Yeah. Okay, now, that's an alien. The humans around him might know that he's an alien, or they know he's tough because they can't move him,
they
can't
different.
Beat him. They
know he's different.
They know he's different. They can't kill him.
They know he's changed. And if you look at him, his whole body is a little different. From the time he was different when Trump was with him, but then you go back a little bit when he first took power, he's this monster bodybuilder with his shirt off. I mean, this who is that? Carolyn liked him, the big old buck that Fabian with the long hair and the perfect muscle tone and high and tight and all that kind of stuff. He was riding his horse with his shirt off like some of God. Well, that ain't who you see now. Who you see now is a little pudgy thing. It ain't the same.
Okay, does anybody around Putin who is not an alien know that Putin's an alien? Can they see, they allow themselves to know that?
A couple of people brought it up in passing, but, you know, we hadn't heard from him in a long time.
Yeah, because he actually was removed in last June.
With Biden. I mean, the people who noticed that something else is running Russia, the mother country, that something else is running, everybody that said something about it to notice it, we haven't heard from any of those people in a very long time.
Oh, I see, yeah. But
so it's best not to notice that.
Right. The Pentagon alien, is pretty well ran a coup starting in the summer of 2021. They got rid of Biden.
Coup de grace.
They didn't kill Kamala Harris. She's still alive, or is she gone too?
She's alive, but she's just such an oaf. They just like to have her for comic relief. She's the George Carlin. She's the George Carlin of the Obama administration.
Is she an oaf because she's been doing adrenochrome and all the other Disney drugs?
Nah, she don't even. She's just goofy.
She's naive. Right.
It's so funny. We got a little update. Let's get a little update on this decision. They had a parachuter come onto the Capitol and fly and land in the Capitol and caused a scare. And the other plane should have been shot down, all this kind of stuff. And then they finally started getting up there, and they said, the little Negro woman gets up there and says, you know, this could have been really a problem. The FAA did not notify the Capitol of the stunt. And so it was going to be that the Capitol was being bombed, and Pelosi was having a cow. And then the little black woman got up there, and she says, you know, if Congress had have been in that building, it would have been bad. Everybody froze. And then they said, yeah. If they'd have been in session, that would have been bad. Meanwhile, they just spent 7 hours in the morning with everybody in the Capitol talking, voting, looking, seeing, running up stuff, having bills, bitching, fussing. Hey, you a son of a bitch. No, you a son of a bitch. I wasn't a son of a bitch more than you was. Okay, we're son of a bitch, but you're a worse son of a bitch than I was, and I can prove it. And then what are you going to do? You're going to take my gun. I'll shoot you in the face. That's what I do. And it's kind of like, wait a minute now. The cracks, the plaster is cracking, Bob. The plaster is cracking.
Yeah. There was this is in the news, maybe even a Drudge, about there was an attempt to bomb Washington or a plane crash.
Right.
That's what you're referring to.
Right. And it was just a parachuter in a little plane. And look at Pelosi's response. She slams the FAA. They should have been notified that plane should have been shot down.
Right. Okay, so it was a failed mission. Whatever it was going to be
It was a stunt. It was a stunt, Bob. It's somebody jumping out of a little Cessna airplane, for God's sake. Whoopee shit. Who cares?
I got that. Don't bring up Whoopee. Okay, so listen to this. I forgot to ask you, we only meet every 2 weeks, and we usually do Finnegan's Wake every 2 weeks. So if we only did Finnegan's Wake every other show, it would be once a month. I don't think that's enough. So we can do Finnegan's Wake every show. Do you agree with that? Every
that's
Saturday?
Okay. as long as you manage your time well so you don't run out of time. You can't do it 5 minutes to eight. Start 5 minutes to eight because you had 12 hours to get it done. And is that less Zappa, more Finnegan's Wake?
Zappa happens later. You know, I played Zappa
so
in the musical period one time at the beginning, but I wouldn't be able to do very much. Okay.
Well, that's good because you'd be a party. You'd be a party unto yourself, too.
Right. Okay. This brings up a question I have about Zappa. Why did his last band, his last tour in 1988, break up? I just read a book on it. There's all these different ideas.
Well,
what the hell caused it?
Don't tell it. Don't tell it. Don't do that. Don't do it. Here's what's happened. The short version or the position that's very easy is that he outdid his compadre. Everybody he had a relationship with, he would undo. If he had a long-going relationship with somebody, he would constantly then separate it. He would put something in the way. Because it was like four bands put together, really. It was like four sets of ensembles that he's put together. Oh, you're good. Okay, you can play. Well, you're not good enough for here. Okay, you stand over there. No, I'm the head of this. You got me to run that. No, you're not running nothing. I don't even run this. So you certainly aren't going to run this. So it was all backbiting and sitting into themselves because they could never be adequate. They thought they were the best thing since sliced bread, and he said, you people are shit. You're shit.
That's right.
And you tell them that long enough, and they're kind of going, no, wait a minute. So basically it was a convoluted comedy of errors.
Yeah.
All kind of came into the, kind of like what's going on right here. It's almost like the end of a perfect storm. And that's what that was. The motherfuckers of intention.
Yeah. But wait, the motherfuckers of intention. But no,
intention. Intention.
I got that. You switched over to what's going on here. What's here? The world stage? What the tech body's showing
the
us?
The end. Now that's going on right now is like the end of the band of Zappa. What happened? Bye, bye, Miss America.
Right.
Bye. The
cabal.
But the baby was
we got
it's
that.
Over.
And we got to move on. Yeah, the cracks are blowing out through as Bob takes over. That's what's happening.
Correct. And Gail still can't sell his goddamn. And Gail still can't sell his goddamn music.
Right. And here's the thing. That's symbolic of why I'm playing Zappa. I've taken over the Zappa world. I am the Zappa world. I'm fixing it up.
Yeah.
Damn, really.
Yeah, we're
doing
sorry.
It properly.
We're sorry about that. We're sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So
Bob can go down in history, Carol, and he can be the last apostrophe.
This is an album, 1974, Carolyn. Okay.
I know that.
He knows that. There's a million times. Okay. So, yes, in this book by Andrew Greenaway, Zappa the Hard Way, that's what it was, Zappa the Hard Way. Zappa had his goodwill or his game playing of dividing everybody and him controlling ran out before the last tour. And so he couldn't get it going, correct?
So what you're saying then, what you're saying there, Bob, when we get on the thing and we say, okay, y'all, we can do this any way you want to. We can do it the easy way or the fun way. So what you're trying to say is that we present the easy way and you present the fun way, the hard way. Is that right, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Zappa presents the hard way. I do it the easy way. Okay, Zappa easy. Anyways, that's a side issue. Broadway the Hard Way was what they called. So, but Zappa blew his wad before he didn't have much going for him when he started the tour. And he had a lot animosity.
Well, he didn't even depend. He couldn't even depend on himself. So how can he depend on somebody else? You can't depend on yourself. Everybody else is going to let you down.
Now, some of the musicians noticed that he didn't have as much energy and he seemed slightly ill. Would you agree he was ill with whatever they said he had cancer or not?
You mean sick?
Yeah.
Or you mean ill? No, it's not like that. He didn't ever have that be known. What it was is that he was ill as he was aggravated. He'd given his life working with these jackballs that aren't worth shit and can't make anything that sounds good. And then you listen to it and you can't fight with him. He was right. It was stupid music or noise. It was noise. That's what he called it. It was terrible. So we agree with Frank Zappa. It was shit. So he finally got rid of it.
So
what he said came out of his own mouth. So we'll go with what he said. We love
Zappa.
But
he, what were you, was he sick with cancer for 10 years before 88?
When they talk about ill, they're talking about ill as in disagreeable ill, as in
right.
not of sound, not of sound constitution, not of sound constitution.
Now, I
ill.
Would say that
aggravated.
That started.
A
yeah,
problem.
Me, I actually was the serpent. In the Garden of Eden, the serpent changed the DNA via snake venom. Is that something that went on in the garden, or that's ridiculous to bring in
yeah.
snake venom?
Yeah, the same thing they're putting in the coronavirus shots now.
Yeah, but it wasn't
doing.
Used. It was not used in the Garden of Eden. The snake venom.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
And that caused the fall. It changed the DNA of Adam and Eve. They ate.
And that's
the
what's
food.
Happening. And that's what's happening right goddamn now. It's changing the DNA of the human being. The same thing.
Okay, so we're changing it to the better, but the world is changing. And if you don't ride our program, you get changed to obsolescence. You're removed. So we're in the garden of. So we're in the bubble. This would be a Rudolf Steiner's anthroposophic doctrine of the eighth sphere.
Rudolf Steiner.
right. But wait a minute. That's how we know. We understand your objection. But he projected this concept of the eighth sphere that people are saying, Joseph Farrell said, yeah, that's predicting the virtual reality we live in now. So this bubble we've created.
It's not virtual. Darling, wait, it's not. Stop. You got to change your words. It's no longer virtual. It's real.
Yeah,
that's
I
what
agree.
You're complaining about. That's what you're complaining
John,
about.
Yeah.
Ion, all I this agree. Stuff you said, why can't I see it? Well, because it's not virtual, it's real. Not
no,
virtual.
I get that.
It's real.
So we're in this.
Good.
We have recreated the sphere. In the hexatic sphere we're in, Carolyn, which is the replay of the bubble that created the Garden of Eden. And now we're eating of the tree of knowledge and the tree of life. And our stuff is good, but if you do the other stuff, you die. So we're acting out literally.
It's kind of like the venom that would be in the tarantula's bite. You know that?
Yeah.
Guy?
Yeah.
You know the tarantula? Don't
yeah.
say nothing. Like that.
yeah. Okay.
Meanwhile, Walter Dean Disney has been on there three LGBTQRSTs that made a big deal about the don't say hey or don't say gay or lay or day or something. Don't say something. And so now Florida says, all right, you motherfuckers, you want to fuck with us? All right, we're going to take away your special Florida tax status because you have your own thing. Basically, they have their own police, fire department, all this stuff in Orlando and all that stuff. They control it. So they basically pay tax to themselves so they can do anything they want to. So Florida said, all right, fuck you. You no longer get that status. You're going to pay tax like everybody goddamn else.
I know about that. Why are you bringing that up? How does that relate to the snake venom
that's
in the Garden
end.
Of Eden?
That's the end. They're getting bit back. You start picking with a you want to pick a fight, you're going to get bit back. Don't start nothing, and there won't be nothing. You're fixing to see the pendulum swing the other way, and they're fixing to start chopping the motherfuckers' heads off. Where they'd be scared to death to say, question. Let me tell you who's here. Are you questioning my use of pronouns? Are you questioning my use of pronouns? Okay. All right. That's all right. And then you don't say nothing. And then they fall over dead. Fuck that. You can be anything
okay.
you want to be, but everybody else doesn't have to be what you are. You can be anything you want to be. We don't care. We love everybody. We don't care. We don't matter. We don't care who you fuck. Fuck everybody. It's all right with us. We said that years ago. But just because you do something and choose to do something doesn't mean everybody else is wrong because they don't see you do what you do. They don't have to be what you are.
We got that
to be
point.
Correct.
I got that
very
point.
Very important because you're fixing to be swallowed up by it, and that's why we're just seeing the tippy edge of this pendulum swinging the other way. You'll get tired
right.
before it's over. But, ooh, it'll be fun, though. Stop
that. No, but wait a minute. You're the tarantula, and this is not the public part, the tarantula is us. So you're saying that Lock Down Bob Rule's getting his revenge, and he's biting back, and all
yes.
these idiots are going down. That's what's happening
with venom.
Now.
Before, it was just an innocuous bite, but now you finally have a little, your nuts have fallen, Bob. Your testicles have fallen, so you're doing better now. You're coming into your power.
Right, and our venom is our eye cell and our amino acids.
I didn't say that. We didn't say that. We didn't say that. Battery acid.
Oh, I'm
we
saying
didn't say that.
Yeah, I'm saying it.
Yeah.
That's what we're offering.
Yeah. No, you're not offering. That's not venom, Bob. That's not venom.
What is the venom in Dobbstown or Iron Doom?
The power to eradicate everything that you don't want in your world.
Okay. All right, and we're doing that. So that brings up, is there a battle between Trump and Musk? Are there two teams there? New alien aligned and old Pentagon aligned.
You can't tell.
You did say
Elon Musk is a non sequitur, but he's stepping in, causing another problem. And that problem is he's overstepping the SPAC, the SPAR, and DWAC. Okay? That's all it's
yeah.
Now, he's not successful yet, but he, just like Trump, you can always get the financing. So that's fine. And then we're going to see what happens after that. So then it's like, oh, okay. So now if they do it and put everybody back to twatting with their tweeters and twatters or twink, whatever they are, if everybody gets that back, I don't know what the hell it's going to be doing any good. I mean, because all it is people doing stupid stuff anyway. It's like Facebook. It's a total waste of time. But you know, whatever they want to do with it, it's fine. But then you have this voice that nobody's listening to. See?
Yeah.
You have a voice that nobody's listening to.
Right. So it looks like the news media looks at Musk and they say, who's in charge over there at Tesla? They look everywhere and they say, we don't understand who's in charge. We don't even understand who's in charge around Trump, though. Trump seems to be in charge, but maybe he's in charge of the Republican Party more than we realize. So there's that more vagueness, blurriness. And the fact that the media can't rely on Forbes magazine anymore to tell you who the 500 top people are and who runs what, that's all obsolete.
Yeah.
That journalism is obsolete.
Steve Forbes. Those were the days, Bob. That's back when Paul Volcker meant something, wasn't it?
Right. Okay, the point is that the alien, the ion scenario that the Pentagon aliens are behind a lot of what's going on in anticipation of the new aliens, which means Bob's in the middle of this situation. That's why the news people can't figure out who's going on. If they do find out, they can't believe it. They can't report it. But most of them don't allow themselves to see it. Correct? My words are.
That's what you're. That's that, and that's exactly your complaint too. When the beginning of this conversation, Ion, when is that shit you said going to be where I can see it? Same thing.
Right.
What you're experiencing is exactly what they're experiencing, and yet they are. Why have they put the big shit, the big covering? Why have they covered up the Capitol now with the big sheathing so you can't even see it anymore? You want to know?
Yeah. Why?
They blew a hole in it.
I don't even know. I don't know what is going on in the Capitol. You say there's some cover over all the buildings, like a dome?
Yeah.
Or what's
one huge big, they built a scaffold and they plastered it over so that you can't see a big hole in the side of the building.
A big hole? You can't see a big hole.
Correct. The aliens got to beefing and they blowed a hole in the Capitol, so they had to cover it up.
The Capitol building's got a hole in it?
The U.S. Capitol. Look it up. You can see it.
Right. That's the building that had January 6th.
Oh, what I mean.
Did they blow it up after January 6th or before January 6th?
Just the other day. So they had to build the scaffolding right quick. Remember, they was beefing, so they put the other fence around the Capitol. That's what Lazy Day Jane, what's her name? Lazy Dooley Jane, what's her name? Fast Mary, does the one who does the film
Fonda?
The Capitol where the one who does the Capitol showing that nobody's there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's two guys. There's the citizen guy, Richard somebody, and there's the other woman.
And there's a girl, that Lazy Jane or something.
Yeah.
Anyway,
she drives around, there's nobody here.
There's nobody here. I'm watching the TV on my camera, and everybody's in the Capitol, and there's not a soul in there. There's not a light on anywhere. And I'm showing the picture, and they're all in there, and they're doing stuff. They're fucking feuding, fighting, taking on cannon on his hand. There's a cocaine flying out the windows everywhere. They're having a big time. There ain't a soul in this goddamn place. A gate's locked. Ain't no guards. There's nobody here. So then the next thing you know, then she gets one little snippet, but that film didn't quite make it. She overexposed her Kodachrome. She overexposed her Kodachrome, Bob. So that film didn't make it. So the next thing you know, a big old scaffolding went up, and it's all covered up. So you can't see into it no more.
And so that tells us what about the alien wars?
They're beefing. They're sick of this shit. They start poking at them and doing this stuff. So they blow the hole in them in the people's house. They blow the hole in the people's house. Nancy Pelosi is cross. Nancy Pelosi is cross about this. She's not going to put up with this much longer.
She knows there was a hole blown.
She's scared. Anybody can look at the fucking picture.
Yeah. Is Mitch McConnell alive or dead? The original Mitch McConnell.
Say the words again.
Is Mitch McConnell, the original chemical body known as Mitch McConnell, is he still here or is he dead and replaced?
He is still here. He's not worth much,
right.
But he's still here.
Is Chuck Schumer still here?
He's been compromised. He does. He's the same body, but he doesn't control his mind. He's basically he's been taken where he doesn't. He's been wiped. You know, when they, you've seen the thing we talk about when they get wiped, and then they become something else, and then they don't know what they know, and they don't know. It's like like a recovering amnesiac with all new memories.
Ask about that young Crawthorne who exposed
Malcolm Crawford guy. Yeah, what's he? Is he an alien agent for the Pentagon aliens or Bob agent? He's a young guy. He said there's orgies going on. Where did he get that information from?
He was invited. He worked on the house and everything was going along. They were having a little sexual party. Why don't you come on over? He's like, what? What did you say to me? They have a little sexual party. So he thought, well, let's go. The next thing you know, he sees the bushiest fucking little boys, and everybody's there, and everybody's fucking everybody, and they're all 100 years old playing with each other next to it. It's so crazy. And so he just got invited because why not? It's like, okay.
Okay. Did you just say Bush, one of the Bush boys was fucking?
All of them. George. All of them.
Great.
All of them.
And they're still alive. They didn't get killed or replaced, the Bush people.
Not all
why
of
don't
them.
They...
Not all of them.
I know, but why don't they all get replaced? Are they aligned with the Pentagon aliens? The Pentagon aliens.
Somebody's got to hold this together, Bob. I mean, if this big blob comes out of this gaseous mass that's getting on the screen and talking to you like Mars Attacks, people are going to catch on that something's funny going on here. You see, so they got to keep the human form a little bit.
So the tech body allows this Matthew Crawford guy who heard about the orgies. Let him to be in the People magazine gossip world of news, and that's just another distraction.
Yeah.
In essence, right? Right.
The short version of what you're trying to say, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, who's having the orgy? There's nobody there in Washington. There's only aliens there.
No, no, no. This was not this week, Bob. That happened some time ago. Bush ain't in Washington fucking nobody now. You know what I'm saying? So this is time ago.
No,
he's been gone from there a long time.
This kid's only been here. He's only been here this past 6 months, 12 months. It happened now.
No, but what he's reporting? No, no, that's not true. What he's talking about is what he experienced when he was working. He's not working in the Capitol now. He couldn't get up there and make these speeches. We're still working at the fucking Capitol. He'd be dead on arrival, for Pete's sake. This happened before. He was an intern.
Okay, so I was watching him being interviewed. He does not say that. He pretends it's now, right?
Right, of course, but he'd ask him, where does he work now? Who does he work for? So you say that one sentence, and you don't. Yeah, Jen Psaki, she says that, we're having orgies. They're there every day, and you should come by sometime. If you get on the TV and say that one time and see how long she's the press representative for the Biden administration for Pete's sake. Come on now, you can do better than that.
Is she being replaced? Has she been killed?
Not killed. She's just going to be run off. She's running. She's not being run off. She's running. She's trying to get out of it. She hears the train coming. It's rolling around.
Yeah, in other words, she begins to see, as shocking as it would be for her, she sees the alien factor. Does she see that much?
Absolutely. Because she's seeing it because they can't be in the White House. That's the ticket.
Yeah.
You can't
she
be
knows
in the White
she's
House.
Not in the White House.
Well, she works at the White House, and she knows she's not there. It's like, wait a minute.
Okay.
How long am I
going to
keep this up? How long am I going to keep this up?
Right. Are they aware that Trump is on the comeback in some form? Is that partly why they're running?
They're scared. If you watch their words that they say, they realize that Trump never left. Trump's
right.
still in charge. He still controls the military. Why isn't the military? Why isn't Biden controlling the military? He doesn't.
Right.
And
Trump controls the military on behalf of us.
Here we are.
Right.
Well, no, say us. Fuck us. Fuck us for you.
Yeah.
It's your shit.
Okay.
It's your shit, big, and it's your shit.
Okay. All right. Is Reiner Galen still alive on the planet?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Is Wernher von Braun still alive on the planet?
No. Now that's gone.
No.
Just now. Not long ago.
There are new waves coming from the sun, Science Magazine's report. What is that about? Is that the effect of the poles flipping?
The increased gamma radiation blasts that are happening, but everybody's being affected and affected by it, but nobody's reporting those shifts.
Are they due to the new aliens coming? Are they due to what Bob's doing? Are they due to our products
all
in the atmosphere?
What's the difference?
All of it.
What's the difference? You can't tell the difference. Either
okay.
way.
All right. I have here, Gene Dixon told who that led to Pat Nixon's drinking. So Gene Dixon told Richard Nixon about the aliens level, and that was told to Pat. And Pat started drinking over it. Why did Jackie Gleason and people like Pat, what was their identity crisis about? Like, what? There are other people out there? You know?
Everybody lived in a world where it was baseball, football, apple pie, and hot dogs, and Chevrolet. It was all normal.
Right.
There wasn't anything outside of a normal Judeo-Christian environment. Okay, you might have had a spiritual experience. Okay, that's fine. Or had too much bourbon at the local beer hall and get yourself tangled up a little bit. But it was always some esoteric outside thing. This is hard, firm, I can't believe this thing I'm seeing. It's presented in such a way that you are nothing. You're nothing. And so now nothing takes over. So there's nothing else to bother. So Pat Nixon's kind of like, well, fuck y'all, I'm good. I know what I know, and I don't want to know it. I'm going to drink till I can. I'm going to drink so much, I'm going to have a Betty Ford Center till I can go to. So don't worry about me.
Yeah, it's in the way they're trying to get wiped. They're wiping themselves like the alien would do.
Well, they're medicating. They're self-medicating. That's all they're doing.
Okay,
they don't
so
like it, so they're trying to stop the pain. Same thing.
Right. Okay, it's a shock to their self-worth and all that. Okay,
well, it's not a shock. It just undoes everything. It's kind of like if you found out that you weren't really living with Carolyn after all these years. It would be like,
that's
ridiculous. Of course I live with Carolyn. And then they prove to you that Carolyn's not there, and you're like, who the hell's been cleaning up my messes for the last 75 years? This is crazy.
Yeah, that
was crazy.
It'd be confusing. It'd be confusing.
Right.
Yeah,
and so therefore, if you couldn't accept that and then you were withdrawn from it, like, oh, my God, who's going to lay all that the pounds and pounds and pounds of sugar on the counter every day for me to laugh up like an angry fly? Who's going to lay that out for me? You could be withdrawn to the point that you could take the strong drink, Bob. You could take the strong drink.
Okay.
Same way.
Pretty well, every president, starting with Benjamin Franklin, knew about the E.T. presence.
Grover Cleveland. Grover Cleveland.
He didn't know.
He did not know.
Right.
Taft did.
Most of them,
Taft did. He didn't last long.
Yeah, like the 19th century guys, a lot of them we'd be surprised. Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Now, did they interact with an alien or see a dead corpse?
Yeah.
Or,
Mary Todd. Mary Todd did the seances because, you know, she lost her boy. And that kicked her into the whole thing.
Yeah,
she
but
knew
that
what was going to happen at the void. No. It was interactions because that's where that information comes from. We don't care what you call it as long as you have insight. What do you call it? ESP is just extra. Okay.
Where did
it come from? It don't matter.
So you're saying that a lot of psychics are interacting with angels or aliens, phenomena from
often.
Would we lump all that under the rubric non-physical? Are aliens part of non-physical?
They're not physical, so yeah.
They are physical, but they're extra, so they're outside of our limited 3D.
Maybe.
Right.
But
so
see, now you're negotiating. Now you're putting it through those idiot eyes. Those idiot eyes of yours. You put it through the monocle of your idiot eyes, you get all tangled up. Because now it doesn't make sense. Now you have to absurdly embrace a topical conversation of knowing that may be outside of what the Wikipedia purports to.
Okay. We talk about me hitchhiking back from California and run Route 66 in the summer of 66, August, first week of August 66. And you said I got picked up by the guy who drove me 3,000 miles and started a Taco Bell franchise. Did you say he was an angel or a guardian or a watcher? I forget what
he told me he was a watcher. And he went about 1,500 miles out of his way just to get you wherever you wanted to go, which is crazy.
That's right. Yeah. So a watcher, are they human?
Somewhat. They have vestiges of humanity, but not much.
So he knew I was a person of capacity and destiny, so he had to keep me alive.
He had those stupid little shorts on, Bob. You look like a little infidel. Why in the hell would he pick you up in the first place? You look like you come off some kind of fiendish compound. Are you kidding? That's crazy. Why would he Why would you? Why would he pick you up in the first place? Not to mention the kindnesses that he bestowed on you. Why would he pick you up to start with? So that's the question you should be querying.
Well, because I was a person of destiny. He knew the score.
Oh.
He knew what was coming. He protected me.
Well,
you don't. Okay. That's too big. I'm not getting a big head over it. I'm just stating that's the fact. He read the Bible.
Okay.
He knew what was coming. He read the Bible.
He knew Joe Dunsloan. He knew Joe Dunsloan. Well, of course, that makes perfect sense. That's right. No worries.
Okay, that guy that did that, did he have other assignments as a watcher? Was I just his assignment for that week, for those few days? Or did he stay in touch and watch me and say, that's my boy, look what he's doing?
They're always floating. They're floating. No, never the same. You pick up on it because you're too weird on dates. You can know dates and fight this and fight. And see, when that little goober called you out on the date of the 26 with the Heaven's Gate when they died, he started phoning
yeah.
up. We jumped on it and said, stop. We told him, we said, stop. Do not challenge Bob on a date, you know. You knew what,
yeah.
Now verbs, yeah, you can question him on that. Words, yeah, you can question him. But don't question him on dates. You're not going to do it. They didn't come back, and they looked it up that they actually died on the 22nd. When you were wherever you were with,
Croker.
With Jerry Bianca, Croker,
Mary Louise,
Craig Croker, is on that date, and it was some died on this date, some died on that date, so both worked out exactly on the mark. We were, and he's sitting here just arguing that he knew it was the 26th, and you're like, no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I was with Mary Louise on the 21st and 22nd. What are you talking about? That's the typical part, for Pete's sake. What do you mean?
Yeah.
So
that was Mark Sweat. That was Mark Sweat.
Well,
Mark Sweat was the guy we did that with. So
They have to hang around for a few minutes before we bother to learn their names, Bob.
Okay, so we just did. So the guardian. So the, now you're saying the watchers are floating. I know the dates, so they avoid me because I can identify them or something.
No, if the same one hung around. The same one hung around too long, you'd get suspicious.
Oh, okay.
Because if you realize you have a ton of people in your life, but nobody really in your life. I mean, the dearest thing in your whole wide world is Dr. Carolyn Dean, and you call her an acquaintance, a fleeting acquaintance.
somebody who works at the office, somebody I see at the office every day. Sits behind me in the office.
Oh my God.
Like Carl Cohen. Like all those guys that work for, like Kyle Cohn. She's like
yeah,
the net.
Bob
Somebody
Marshall.
At work there, Gary knows. Yeah, Bob Marshall.
And Bob
like
Marshall.
Bob Marshall. Which is actually a guy.
Be careful.
He's actually bringing for
yeah. That's true.
Okay.
Good looking, though.
All right.
Smart looking girl she is. She's smart looking.
Yeah,
that's all we got to say.
All right. Now, yeah.
Okay. Breaking news. $25.5 billion was just given to Elon Musk by Morgan Stanley, the bond buddy, and it has a 12.5 margin loan against Tesla shares. And the other $21 billion is coming right out of his own pocket.
So what does that mean, Kel? Why do you go, whoa?
He's going to take Twitter one way or
right.
the other. He would do it even with the boys in Peel.
Right, but that's why I have Trump versus Musk. I think Ian with J.W. was telling me last night that Musk is representing the anti-Trump forces trying to stop Trump taking over his own network.
Mm-hmm. We're going to
no
see.
No truth or whatever.
See. If he lets, truth's not doing good, Bob. Truth's not doing good. If they let Trump back on Twitter, it's on. If all the conservatives that were shadow banned out of Twitter can come back and have that as a space, it's on. Twitter will go through the roof. It'll be the platform.
Right, and Musk will ride that. Musk is looking for personal aggrandizement of that opportunity.
Yeah. He wants to control it. So now everybody's talking about Tesla, and everybody's talking about SpaceX, and everybody's talking about, when they got all of this fucking money from the goddamn government in the first place. So it's like,
Well, that's where who's in charge at Tesla. That's the mystery. The little boss in charge.
Don't get too carried away with that. This is still becoming. So don't screw up. Don't get too your petard is rising, Bob. Your petard is on the coast of rising. So lower your petard, because there's some stuff got to happen for this to work out. So slow your roll. You know it. Just slow your roll till this sort of takes something to firm.
Well,
up.
I've said it. I've said it enough. I don't need to say it anymore. I've said it on Facebook, so I don't have to keep.
Because now, what you're going to do? There's a ton of people going to lose a fortune in a SPAC that's going to lose now. So it's like
what? People invested in Twitter or something, or just general economic collapse?
DWAC, the Trump world, which they can count on.
Oh, you're saying
now
they're going to lose a fortune?
That's $45 a share.
Who's going to? If you invest in Trump, you will lose a fortune. That's what it sounds like you're saying.
No, if you invested in DWAC in the wrong time, it's going to be bad. You're going to lose money. I mean, I guess it don't matter if money don't mean anything, but some people were counting on that money that they don't have.
Right, so they invested in the wrong time.
Maybe. If they did. See, some people could have bought it at 70.
I have here Virginia's friend saw UFOs. I don't know if that's Virginia Sanders' friend or the woman who used to be a patient of Carol in Toronto named Jin. On the chat line, GIN, somebody's friend named Virginia, did they see UFOs?
Yes,
they did.
They're starting to become much more clear, and people are capturing, and it's not just the shadows. And it's almost become so often now, people aren't questioning it. The Nina Pinton Santa Maria are so round about now, nobody's even moved by them. It's kind of like when it used to be, there was a murder in Toronto. What, a murder in Toronto? No, we don't have murders in Toronto. Now it's like, oh, yeah, they kept his ass. You know, and now it's no big deal. That's the trouble.
But there is something different about our press conference when I connect with the aliens. That's going to be dramatically on a different level.
Oh, yeah. It'll be like sowing cotton in Ukraine, Bob. You'll have an open palate.
All right. So listen, when I do my walk every night along the wall, are the aliens aware of my thoughts? Can they read my mind?
They've always been able to, Bob. We all do.
All right.
That's the only way they can stand
it.
You would blow up. You would blow people up if they couldn't tap it, because it's a different wave. That's the reason Karen can't stand you and cherishes you. She adores you and would kill you. And this yin-yang balance, she has to get away because it's just more than she can take. You're so frustrating, and then you're so adorable, and you're so terrible, and you're so lovable, and you're so... ridiculous, and you're so appropriate, and you can smell things, and you can write sentences most days, and then we see how it goes.
Yeah, Nelson had that problem. He said, Bob, you're an angel and a devil. He had that issue.
Right.
Of
course.
So I'm walking along thinking about them. I'm looking at the horizon, seeing if they're around. Are they right there
trying to measure and rehearse the whole thing to make the contact? Like
they're still trying to figure out how to get into the fifth gate. They can't just walk into the fifth gate, Bob, or you'd be dead. They cannot get in the fifth gate. They can't pierce it. We've got to pierce
it.
We've got to make sure you're on ready.
Right. So you're going to add new things to do to refine it, to make it easier for them.
Nothing else to do. We're out of time. It's up. Let's go. Either do it or don't do it. Fuck it. It's time to get on with this. Let's go. Enough.
Well,
I'm tired of listening to you complain about it. Let's go.
Yeah, and the world is waiting for this, right? Nobody's doing anything.
Yeah, now this convergence is going to cause some travail, just like in childbirth. First
what's
comes the water.
What's a convergence? What do you mean by that word? What's that refer to?
You're going to converge the alien empire to your empire. That's a convergence.
Okay.
You're going to merge them. And just like when the spear of destiny shoved it into Jesus and pierced him through his heart. First came the water, then came the blood. Just like the travail of childbirth. First comes the water, then comes the blood. And new life. Yeah.
Yeah, well, muse in the water. Is that what that means? Muse in the water?
What?
B-A-T, muse in the water?
No.
You're not referring to that?
No. We're talking about the practical aspect of the new condition of becoming ascended. It's first in the water, and then in the blood. The same example that's been given all throughout history. That's what's got to happen. We got to peep you out for like a mouse in a rat hole. Peep you out so that the tomcat don't get your bitch ass. That being's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. He's going to claw your eyes out. And we got to get you out of it and cross the room and get you out of the fifth gate so they can get you to New Zealand and get this thing done so we can start talking about something important like Mary Louise Crooker.
Right. I remember McLuhan should tell a joke. The little mouse is, the cat's waiting for the mouse to come out. And so the cat barks, and the mouse gets fooled. Oh, the cat's gone. It's just a dog. And he comes out, and the cat eats him. And then the cat, after eating, says, it pays to be bilingual.
Oh, my God. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Talking about the cat's sexuality. That's pretty good.
That's what we got to do. That's how we're going to solve this problem. Bob's going to pretend he's coming out and didn't come out and fool the angels.
We get Bob out of the closet and figure out he's not an autosexual. It'll be great. He's bilingual. And Karen says, leave their bedroom activities out of it. The bilingual people, leave them alone. They're all right, bilingual.
Binary, bilingual
Bob. That's it.
All right. So here we wrap up
a
thing. Yeah, Ian, you said the second last question. You were talking about Olympia. And gods or something up there near Olympia, Washington, where Abaddon was.
Yeah.
But you were referring to other people, and you said it was Olympus. Is Greek Olympus in Olympia, Washington?
No, but it's a metaphor for the comparison of the two. That's the only reason that that Dave Worster liked to be in that close area, proximity area.
Right.
He used the metaphor aspect of it. It's the only place he felt safe because he was challenged. He's supposed to be this real big, powerful motherfucker, but he was scared to death at the end, wasn't he?
Yeah. So he was afraid of J.W., that's right. There were gods or ETs or something in Olympia, Washington, not Abaddon, not Vicky or
Abaddon. Not
Abaddon. There were other,
oh, my God. They were nothing.
But there were other archetypes that were attracted to the aura of the name. Olympus.
Yeah, of course. Because that's what it is, and that's what happened in that whole the whole mythology condition, same thing in the same mythology with the
right.
The same thing. It's representative of the constellations and how it all applies, bringing you all back to the place so you can get your ass ready and get the planet ready and load the wagon and get on the earth and go back to Andromeda through the sun, through Bob's neck, through the pantheon of justice, the pantheon of justice that we can let Bob rule the day once again and get us back home. He ain't going to stay, but maybe he'll ride us back. He'd be the bus driver to get us back home. So we'll go. We know where to go.
All right. So final point.